This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Cancer Prevention and Health News channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Larry Gerrans, the founder and CEO of Synovus, a life sciences holding company based in San Rafael, California, that is focused on developing technology to treat the deadliest cancer of them all, lung cancer. Larry is very passionate about curing lung cancer, the leading cause of cancer death and the second leading cause of all deaths within the United States. Larry, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
You're more than welcome. Explain what this means, that lung cancer is the deadliest cancer of them all.
So lung cancer kills more people on an annual basis than all other cancers is essentially what that means.
Why is this controversial? We understand there is some controversy here.
Historically, lung cancer has been a disease of shame, which is to say that if somebody gets lung cancer, they often ask, oh, did you smoke? And oftentimes, in most of the cases, certainly that's the case, but there is definitely no correlation between those who have never smoked and lung cancer, at least to say there is a significant disparity in the number of people that never smoked and get lung cancer versus those who did smoke and get lung cancer, especially in the female population. The number of men who never smoked and get lung cancer is only 3%, whereas the number of women who never smoked and get lung cancer is upwards of 21%. And that's a very statistically significant disparity in those who never smoked that get lung cancer. And so it speaks to the environmental factors outside of smoking that are cause for cancer, lung cancer.
And on a personal side note, my mother-in-law died of lung cancer and never smoked a cigarette in her life and died at the age of 48. So just to support what you're telling us here, what can be done about the shortage of therapeutic resources to treat lung cancer?
I think right now that the trends that we're seeing are in early detection via low-dose helical CT as part of a new type of screening modality that will be adjunctive to the colonoscopies, the breast examinations, and the prostate examinations that we are all too familiar with. There recently was a study that was conducted by the National Cancer Institute, and it was known as the National Lung Screening Trial. And effectively, from August 2002 through April 2004, 53,454 patients that were high risk for lung cancer were screened at over 33 U.S. medical centers. This was one of the largest randomized comparative efficacy studies that the National Cancer Institute had ever done. And what it did was compare 26,732 patients who got an X-ray against 26,722 patients who got a chest CT. And the outcomes, the statistics on the outcomes were legendary. And I'll just give you a quick analytic on that. Those who 90% of the patients that were screened were adherent to the screening process, which means 90% of the people that were enrolled were compliant with the program. Of those patients that were given a CT, 24.2% had a positive finding of a pulmonary anomaly, which includes lung cancer, versus only 6.9% of the patients who received an X-ray had a finding. So that was, you know, upwards of a 300+% disparity in detection using a CT versus an X-ray. And then what was most alarming was the disparity in death. The patients in the X-ray cohort had over a 20% mortality rate versus those in the CT group who only had a 6.7% mortality rate. So therein we had a 300% reduction in mortality of those patients who received a CT, and we had a nearly 400% increase in detection versus those who had a CT. So on the heels of the National Lung Screening Trial, the advocacy groups and the clinical establishment have promoted the use of a CT as an elective screening modality to help screen these patients. And recently, as of January this year, the Medicare has authorized reimbursement for elective screening. And last year, all the major insurance companies also authorized reimbursement for elective screening. So the nice thing about that is we are now going to see patients over 50 being screened for lung cancer, in addition to their colorectal screenings, their prostate exams, and their breast cancer exams. But when you look at the 24.2% detection rate, what that signals is a huge migration of people that are going to have positive findings into the healthcare system. So if you look at the demographic of patients over 50 in the U.S., it's in excess of 45 million people. And if 24% of those people have a positive finding upon a CT, which is likely, you're looking at upwards of 8 to 10 million people that are going to require interventional procedures. And so to answer your original question, we've got the diagnostics figured out. And what Synovus is doing is developing the technologies to facilitate the interventional tools that are needed to provide the clinical establishment small diameter technologies that can actually access and image and measure and diagnose and treat these pathologies that are to be found in the lungs.
Today we are with Larry Gerrans, the founder and CEO of Synovus, a life sciences holding company based in San Rafael, California, that is focused on developing technology to treat the deadliest cancer of them all, lung cancer, here on eHealth Radio's Cancer Prevention and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Larry, what is your company doing to provide a solution to the shortage of therapeutic resources to treat lung cancer?
Sure. The lungs have long been the last frontier of innovation in the interventional sciences, and that's simply because of their small diameter. And so what Synovus has done is developed the next generation of small diameter, minimally invasive technologies that are highly sophisticated to access the lungs, to image the anatomy and the pathology in the lungs, to measure the anatomy and the pathology to be found in the lungs. And that is part of a proprietary method known as the AIM method that our company has perfected. And from there, the AIM technologies will enable the diagnostic tools that are required to acquire large cell volume samples to identify the diseases that are being found in the lungs. And we've got a cadre of locally delivered and targeted drug delivery technologies that will mitigate the systemic toxicity that we're all too familiar with when it comes to the current regimens of radiation oncology and chemotherapeutic drugs. So versus taking a systemically injected drug or an orally ingested pill, we've developed targeted delivery systems to deliver these tumor-killing agents to these local tumors that are being found in the periphery of the lung.
Well, tell us, Larry, where can our listeners, or what can our listeners do to help, and where can our listeners get more information on Synovus?
Sure. Well, I think the listeners can certainly help themselves by getting a low-dose helical CT and advising anybody who they know who's over 15 to get a low-dose helical CT. It's a very important test for us to detect these cancers sooner so that we can deliver the therapies that are needed to help prolong survival. And then to learn more about Synovus, you can go to www.synovus.com.
Well, Larry, it certainly has been a privilege to have had you. Thanks for this valuable information, and look forward to having you come back with another update in the future.
It's been a delight. Thank you.
We've been speaking with Larry Gerrans, the founder and CEO of Synovus, a life sciences holding company based in San Rafael, California, that is focused on developing technology to treat the deadliest cancer of them all, lung cancer. And once again, the website of reference is Synovus.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Cancer Prevention and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.